Focus on one thing. No shiny object syndrome. Focus on that one thing with focused effort and work. They say it takes about 10,000 hours to master something. It gets a little less today with the leverage of what we have in technology. You can get there a lot faster. But either way, it's going to take work and repetition.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Multifamily Money Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and today we have another Finance Friday episode. And for those that are new, every Friday we come at you all things personal finance, because it's not what you make, but what you keep. And then every Monday, we come at you all things Multifamily Monday, so all things multifamily real estate investing. That's the asset class of my choice to grow wealth and income. And I bring in rock stars in the industry to, you know, share their knowledge and experience, as well as sharing my own knowledge and experience in solo episodes. But today's episode is something I want to talk about is a conversation I recently had with a successful gentleman. Keep private who it was, but not that any of you would know, but get a picture in your head. This gentleman created and ran multiple successful businesses. So he's a successful entrepreneur, owns real estate, has built a wonderful life for him and his family. Think multiple houses throughout the country, lake house, all the toys, both summer and winter toys, nice cars, healthy family, gives substantial amount of money away to charities and those in need. Just an outstanding, successful person in my book. Someone who I want to emulate. He thinks of others first, and I think that's probably why he's had the success he's had. But anyways, the conversation we had was, there was an article about compensation for some of these bigger private equity investment firms, and he was just kind of baffled. He's an older gentleman and doesn't really follow that stuff, but we were talking about it and just kind of baffled about people are getting paid. And we talked about salaries of all different levels of people and just comparing it to the salaries that he used to pay employees back in the day. And we got on to, you know, what some of his compensation was. And he said from one of the businesses he had was making all in from the businesses at one point, think this was like 70s through 80s, it's making anywhere from 400 to half a million a year. And even in today's day and age, that is a substantial amount of money. But would it get you the kind of lifestyle that he has created? And so I was like, oh, let's look it up. There's inflation calculators online. And so I did. And I just plugged in 1980. I said, split the difference, you know, making that in the 70s and 80s. So if you made $400,000 in 1980, today you'd have to make $1.578 million. So nearly $1.6 million to have the same purchasing power. And simply what that means is you would need $1.6 million to be able to buy the same things and have the same ability to buy things that $400,000 would have had in 1980. That is just wild. To be able to have the same purchasing power as someone who made $400,000 in 1980. So to be able to buy the same things, the same type of house you wanted, toys, giving away a certain amount of money, to be able to have that same purchasing power at your disposal, you'd have to make nearly $1.6 million today. Now, he said anywhere from 400 to 500. If it was 500, that number jumps up to nearly 2 million, 1.973 million you'd have to make today to be equivalent of 500,000 back in 1980. Now, I wanted to look at a different number, because everyone talks about six figures. Back in the 80s, that was a thing. If you were making 100,000, that was the target, right? Got to get to six figures. And until recently, that was still the target, right? I remember graduating college and you wanted to hit that six-figure mark. Well, let's go to 1985. Just split the difference of the 80s right in the middle. And I'm calculating it here. So to have the same purchasing power today that you would have had in 1985 making $100,000, today you'd have to make $291,000. So nearly $300,000 to have the same purchasing power as you would have in 1985 with $100,000 income. So nearly $300,000 you have to make today to be able to afford the same things and have the same purchasing power that you would have had in 1985 with $100,000. That's just baffling. And what this shows you guys and what shows me is that you can't save and cut your expenses to wealth. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of gurus out there. That's what they're telling you, right? Don't go buy the Starbucks coffee, the Dunkin' Donuts, make the coffee at home, try to eat home as much and don't eat out. Now, there's arguments health-wise to do that, but that's not the point. The point is, that's not going to get you where you may want to go. That's not going to build outstanding and wealth to be able to create a life of your dreams, to be able to give back to those organizations while also taking care of you and your family. That's not going to do it, especially with how inflation is rampant. You need to increase your income. And I know I'm just sitting here talking to you all, and that's easy to say, just increase your income. Like, but how? The best way that I know how to do it, and that's worked for me, is to get really good at one skill. That's it. Focus on one thing. No shiny object syndrome. Focus on that one thing with focused effort and work. They say it takes about 10,000 hours to master something. I think it's a little less today with the leverage of what we have in technology. I think you can get there a lot faster. But either way, it's going to take work and repetition. It's going to, you have to put in those reps to whatever the skill is. If it's sales, it's putting in the reps of the cold calls, of meeting with people, talking face to face over the phone, sending the emails, the follow-ups, the countless follow-ups, because that's what it's about, right? It's putting in those repetitions. If it's trying to find a real estate deal, if it's underwriting, it's underwriting every deal. Even if it's a deal that you know is not going to work, still underwrite it. You got to build that muscle, build that skill. If it's trying to get in the funnel of deals, trying to, at the top of the funnel, you're trying to get deals into the top of that funnel, then it's cold calling brokers, cold calling owners, sending out mailers. It's that repetition. It's putting it in, perfecting it, getting better at that call on the phone with an owner or a broker, or perfecting a text or an email to send that gets a higher rate of response than others. It's about putting in that repetition, trial and error, tweaking things and seeing what works, what doesn't, and putting in that time. That's how you get better at a skill. And when you can master a skill, obviously it depends on the industry you're in, but the sky is essentially the limit, right? Getting better at that skill, you will get paid what you're worth. If you put yourself in the right position, you will get paid what you're worth. And then once you create that skill and you increase your income, then you can look at other things, right? But don't get that shiny object syndrome out of the gate. That's not going to allow you to focus on one thing. And there really is power in focus, right? 4 hours of focused work is way better than 8 to 10 hours of unfocused work. You're going to get so much more accomplished. And that's the same with building a skill. You need to be focused on improving the skill. And when you can do that, you're going to increase your income. And that's what we all need to be focused on, because that inflation calculator just proved it, right? And inflation is going to keep increasing over time. Averages 2 to 3% a year over a long period of time. That just erodes your purchasing power. It erodes any money you have in the bank. It erodes your salary if your salary is not keeping up. And historically, we all know salaries have not kept up with inflation. And that leads to another point. Buy cash flowing assets. And that's why I love real estate, because real estate provides you a tool that combats inflation. You buy with fixed rate debt. Your debt payment is going to stay fixed over the term of the loan. Inflation might be going up, but your debt payment's not going up. You're paying it in today's dollars, not future dollars. And historically, rents go up over time. So not only is your loan payment staying fixed, but your gross revenue is going up because you're increasing rents over time. And that just creates rising income. That's a great way to combat inflation. I think this really just hits home that you need two main things. One, create a skill set that can increase your income over time. And two, buy cash flowing assets that can combat inflation. Because that's just wild to me, guys. Making $100,000 in 1985, to be able to have that same purchasing power today, you need to make nearly $300,000. That's just wild. So guys, as always, easy doesn't pay well, and instant gratification is self-destructive. So not only get out there and work hard for your money, but have your money work hard for you so we can create the lives of our dreams. After all, personal excellence is what's gonna make this world a better place. All right, everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I'm not gonna be producing anything next week, taking time off to be present with loved ones, as I hope you do. All right, catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.